Hey, it's cool. Mr. Krill is back in the house. This is Matt Patnode making some comments. Looking forward to hearing your band. Yeah, drums, you could do a little more backbeat for this hip-hop thing. Just lay it down. Same with bass. It's cool, everybody. It's a great way to introduce the band. But rhythm section, can you groove a little more funky? Trumpets, make sure that dissonant note is right in tune. The half-step note. Groove on the dissonance a little more. Bones, you can bite that. Do that, that, that. Do that, that, that. Not quite hearing all those notes. Dee-doo-ba-doo-ba-da. Think about what notes you're going to... You're going to accent. Dee-doo-ba-doo-ba-da. Yeah. Rhythm section, be sure you're playing that seven thing just totally right on and bait in the bass, and you're not rushing beat seven. To hear legato articulation on that ba do ba do ba ba do ba 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 do ba ba do beat. So Barry, see if you can articulate more like the bass. D do ba da de do da. Instead of diot, diot, doodit, doodit. Almost spitty short notes. Yeah, cool dissonance things there. Everybody think of bell tones. Dee, 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 dee. So the lower notes get a little more punch. Doo, 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 doo. It's a cool chart, guys. You seem to really enjoy it. The short notes, dot, can have a little more bite to it, both in the front and back of the note. Dot.
So thank we hear you. That's Brandon Say on tenor sax.
Just a little more sound. Think of that note just being more compact. Packing your clothes in a smaller suitcase. Try to pack your tone in a smaller note. It's a little more power there. I like that.
And
for just matching up the articulations. I think just needs a little more articulation, and then it would just be just funky as anything. Yeah, guys, nice dynamics here. Really listen to the tuning on these chords here, so you're playing with a great sound. Sometimes the ends of the phrases will get a little sharper. Nice brushwork on the drums. If the bass is playing out a little bit more, I think it'll be easier for the horns to hear the tuning. So if the bass just plays out a little bit more, it can make the horn sound a little bigger and a little better in tune. You're in the stands, which is good, but really push the sound still. You guys can exaggerate those dynamics. And the people with the moving notes, just a legato accent. Do dee da. This is good. Just really listen to those octaves, the tuning of the octaves. Use a little more bass here. And that's a cool piano solo. You can maybe even use some pedal on that. Let it rumble a little more. And horns, when you come in with those eighth notes, do 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 dee, just let it just organically grow. Very tasteful, guys. I'd like to hear the bass a little bit. That would help the tuning a little bit more bass. And horns, listen to the tuning of each of those chords, like how you're playing those octaves. The octaves are sometimes out of tune, and the fifths are out of tune, but listen to those across the board. nice energy in the horns. Bones get very articulate. Boudet, boudet. I think for you guys listening to like a band like Tower of Power for that short doodit 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 doodit. The guitar is so important in this tune. I think it can be more, have more of that twang kind of. So it's like a rhythm guitar sound. Not quite sure what the bones are doing. It's not as clear. And trumpets. If you can exaggerate that, that would be very cool. More punch, just horns, more punchins. Okay. Brandon, you play with a nice sound. You got some altissimo going on. Sometimes things like that are, things like this can be really cool if you just grab onto like a rhythmic motive like the bass. And kind of keep going back to that rhythmic motive over a vamp like this. Yeah, like that. A little rhythmic motive. Bup, 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 bup. Yeah, guitar, you can do a little more wah-wah. Waka, 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 waka. That kind of sound. Bass, I think we need just a little more clarity from. Boop, bup, bup, boop, bup, bup. Yeah, guys. Yeah, nice sound. Barry, you can be a little more articulate. Boo doo doo that. A little more drive. Yeah, this is cool with this groove, since it's. And sometimes I think on drums you could even hit the ride a little more. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Good fills on drums. Really nice setups. Yeah. Pretty cool chart. Just commit yourself to shorter notes if they're separated by rest. That, that, that. Just a funkier. That, that, that. Tower of Power horns. Be thinking like a Tower of Power section. Guitar, you can get a little more funky, kind of 1970s funk, kind of wah-wah sound. You know, something like that would add if you have a pedal. I could do that. Drums, you can maybe add some ride cymbals to the solo section, you know, just even quarter notes. Ding, 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 ding. And bass, just maybe a little more clarity with the notes. Popping it with the thumb can work, too, to articulate, just to get a little more of a funky groove. As a horn, as a band, you guys are on the right path. You're doing some really cool things together, just some things overall. Just play shorter articulations, just exaggerate the dynamics, horns, and rhythm section as well. So you got some good fills going on drums, so it's nice to hear some good teaching going on. Congratulations to all, and it's good to hear Mr. Creel's Jazz Band. Thanks so much.